Say, that was a mighty stylish little intro there, Derwood. Hello, everybody. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Bing.
Do you care to commence the proceedings with a bit of, you know, a song, Rosie?
Well, you're very sweet to ask me, Bing. I'll just do that little thing.
Well, you're certainly the kid that can do it.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Song you'd like to get off your chest?
Yes, Ken, I suppose so. I usually have some sort of a song that's kind of running through my mind. So, like you say, maybe I should get it off my chest.
A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. Your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Do you realize that the telephone operator, as we know her, may become a thing of the past before long?
More phone operators face the axe?
They face total extinction.
Oh, I hope the Smithsonian has been informed. Also the wax museums.
Take, for instance, the telephone answering services.
Oh, for the answering services, live operators are a must.
Oh, no, no. The telephone answering services are going to have an answering device before long, and it'll be an entirely mechanical operation.
A device instead of people? I mean, a person?
That's right. The answering device will handle all messages, incoming and outgoing.
Yes, but will this answering device, this mechanical deal, will it render a personal service?
Well, probably not, Rosie. After all, we're getting further and further away from personal service every day.
But this decided trend away from the individual touch, where will it end?
Someday there'll just be no personal touch at all. Everything will be mechanical.
Oh, me. Push button from the cradle to the grave.
Yep, nothing personal.
But a device that takes care of an answering service, a phone exchange, you know, for doctors and lawyers and actors and salesmen, one that handles each one's telephone problems, I can't see what kind of service an electronic device can give.
Well, probably very bad service, but that's not the point.
It isn't?
No, nowadays the goal is electronic and mechanical progress. Service has nothing to do with it.
Yes, you're right. And the funny thing, you know, we're involved in this deal, and we must stay on until the bitter end.
We're hooked.
But this phone answering device, it may be okay for routine calls and messages, but that won't be enough. For instance, how can a machine stall for you?
Yeah, and how can a machine tell a little white lie for you?
Or a big fat one.
Well, this device definitely lacks the power of imagination.
And like we said, fabrication. And how can you ball out a device?
It's a crying shame, this progress.
It's terribly upsetting, really. Really terribly. The operators in telephone answering services, the exchange, they get to know you as sort of individual clients. Why, they give you service almost like a private secretary.
Oh, yes, they know your habits and where you're supposed to be.
And where you really are.
Oh, I tell you, this answering device just isn't going to get it, I don't think. What are we going to do about it?
Nothing. Not going to do anything about it. We're just going to lie back and let the personal touch take another kick in the pants. Gee, there'll come a day when there's nothing personal or warm or friendly anymore at all.
It'll just be all cold, straight, mechanical living, huh?
That's what we're headed for.
But before that mechanical day arrives, we'd better have Rosemary sing us a warm, friendly, personal type of song, don't you think?
Yes, she's all ready, too. Matter of fact, she's been studying over her music, so I'm sure that that's exactly the kind of a song she's going to sing, Ken.
Oh, this is the friendliest.
With a dream of love, I can face the world without you. With a dream of love, I remember the sweet things about you. When I'm away, I know that we're apart, but in my dreams, I guess I'm not so smart, so I close my eyes, and I hide from all my sorrows. When I close my eyes, there's a promise of maybe tomorrow. I believe when they say that dreams come true, with just a dream of love, what else can you do? I just a dream of love. What else can
Bing, do you suppose that someday there will be a singing device like the answering device?
Oh, I think purely mechanical singing is a long way off, Rosie. Well, with a few exceptions, that is.
Well, good. I'm sure we're all happy to hear that.
However, though, the day may come, Ken, when you might be replaced, you know, by an announcing device. And Rosie and I will be superseded by singing devices.
Male and female.
Right.
However, right at the present time, this program features real people.
Yes, and please understand that, friends. We're real. Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, we get caught up in our own devices, like now, but that's all it is. Let's get along then, shall we?
You see a pair of laughing eyes, then suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. That breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how this all came about, but it's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap. Just a dot on the map. Oh, you wonder how this all came about, but it's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
I think about now some piano from Buddy Cole would be nice to hear. Buddy?
I thought I might chase Chloe through the swamp today.
Chloe? Is that girl still sloshing around in the swamp?
Yeah, I think she likes it.
Chloe, that's one of the songs from your Sleepy Time Gal album, isn't it?
Sure is. Here we go, boys. Chloe, the girl with the blue eyes and the webbed feet.
Oh, that's just ducky.
Thank you.
How about a Let song, huh, Rose?
Well, which Let song would you like to do?
Well, let's see what we got here on the board. There's Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Clever.
Let's Take a Walk Around the Block.
Good one.
Let's Put Out the Light.
Also very nice. It's a big decision, isn't it, Bing?
Too big for me. Yeah, I just couldn't make a decision. I'll let Buddy. Buddy, you decide, huh?
And we'll stick right here in the middle of the stream till he does, huh?
I'm tootin'.
No more company to feed.
No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink.
Leave those dishes in the sink.
Gladly. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear.
You're looking younger every day.
Really?
You never were so sweet before, dear.
No more money in the bank.
No cute baby we can spank.
What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more.
You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank.
No cute baby we can spank.
What's to do about it? Let's turn out the lights and go to sleep.
So long, folks. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Calls Music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.